This is the Hockey News Podcast.
Well, Ryan, the Florida Panthers, they snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat against the Vegas Golden Knights. They win the game 3-2. So let's say 2-1. 3-2 in overtime at Florida Live Arena. They get their first Stanley Cup final win in franchise history. Took them seven games to do it. It was quite the dramatic one as well. What do we think of this game?
Yeah, very interesting, because I felt like there was several different compartments to the game. I thought the Panthers got off to a great start. They were playing fast. They were not as physical as before. And yes, there were a lot of penalties in the game. But I felt like Florida didn't lose the plot. You know, Vegas made a really good push in the middle of the game, but Sergei Bobrovsky was there for the Panthers more times than not. He made a number of 10 bell saves,
phenomenal,
which kept it at 2-1. And then, of course, with Bobrovsky pulled with around 2 minutes to go, Matthew Tkachuk on the doorstep ties it up. You go to overtime. Carter Verhaeghe, the hero, pretty early on. So thanks for that, Carter.
Yes,
it's already late here. And yeah, now it's back to being a series. It's 2-1. We wondered what the template would be for a Panthers win. And I think we saw it here tonight. It's play fast and, you know, rely on Bob and rely on your clutch guys, Tkachuk and Verhaeghe.
Yeah, you're right. Their stars stepped up. That's what a team needs to happen to win the Stanley Cup. One thing I'll say, though, is that this was far and away, and it might not look that way just due to like the deserve to win meter, maybe the raw numbers, because the Panthers also did play a bad game. But this was far and away Vegas's worst game of the Cup final. This was the sloppiest they were, the most undisciplined they were. Aiden Hill stood on his head, and yet I would say this is the most mortal he'd looked, although it's third straight game only allowing two goals in this.
Three.
Oh, well, yeah, sorry, three, but I mean in regulation.
Fair.
Yeah. So there was a lot to – so for in Vegas' sense, they're like, oh, we played some maybe our worst brand of hockey, really, and we still pushed to OT and likely should have won. But, you know – What really matters is sort of the emotional aspect in a series like this, confidence. And the Panthers, they are an instinctively intrinsically confident team. Mm-hmm. Paul Maurice has said that many times. Tkachuk has said that many times. You know, this is a team that believes in itself. But you know, like I said, we're all human, and in a moment like that, in the end of the game, there's 2.5 minutes left. Your goalie's pulled. You know, you're getting outplayed. It's easy to not. It's easy to not feel yourself in that moment. And by beating them tonight, they have given themselves the confidence to be like, we can't beat this team. We just did it. And we just did it on home ice. And we just did it even after kind of getting our heads caved in for most of the game. If we step that up, we can really make a series out of this. I would not be shocked if we go back to Vegas with a tied series.
Yeah, and obviously game four is going to be very interesting because Vegas is going to make adjustments. Yes. And, you know, Bruce Cassidy said after the game, he thought structurally they played pretty well for the most part. And, you know, obviously there was things here and there that he would have loved to see different. But, you know, on the other hand, the Panthers, you know, they talked after the game about that excitement of having the chance to tie it up late. You know, Paul Maurice talked about the last 5 minutes of regulation, that there was an excitement on the bench. And, you know, Matthew Tkachuk again saying that, you know, they know where they want to go in this Stanley Cup final. They may not know right now how to get there,
yes,
but they're going to try their best. So I think that, you know, the Panthers are still playing with a lot of confidence, and, you know, they do have the assets to get there. As we mentioned before, Bobrovsky, when he's on top of his game, he can really steal one for you. And he definitely did that tonight. And again, Tkachuk and Verhaeghe provided the offense, and they did so at a crucial time.
Yeah, if Bobrovsky's playing this way, the sky's the limit. You know, we've seen what they can do. And it just seems like the Panthers have another gear. Like, that, you know, they've managed to rely on Bobrovsky and certain things to get here. But this is – you don't get here by accident, you know. And this is a team that has, you know, that has the pieces – And also the coach, like Paul Maurice has done a phenomenal job coaching his team to make this interesting. I really am starting to turn around on them. Like, it looked like Vegas, like going into this game, just, you know, like, just because we're boots on the ground here, right. Like there was a sense that like this was a wrap.
Yeah, and I think what we probably found out tonight was that it wasn't so much that Vegas was going to run the table so much as Florida self-destructed in the first two.
Yes.
Games. So now I think we've seen the best of both teams, mm-hmm. and it becomes now that chess match of who wins out in the end.
Well, I don't even think we've seen the best of Florida yet.
Fair enough. But we've at least seen them. We've seen the path
yes,
to victory.
Exactly. And I think that's what's an exciting thing about Florida is that I don't think we have seen the best of them yet. Mm-hmm. And yet they're still here. One game away from tying the series, heading back to Vegas. I really like, I still think that Vegas is going to pull this off. I think they're just an intrinsically better team, but man, like this is, we're getting a series now.
We certainly are.
Interesting. So we will obviously be here for Saturday to cover it. And then and then going back to Vegas for potentially what could be the defining game, you know, the Stanley Cup final, or it could be a deadlock series that has started anew. So we will obviously keep you updated on that. Stay tuned and use BetMGM for all your betting needs.